Too often we get caught up in the grind of the day-to-day shit in the business and we forget to enjoy the ride and look for opportunities to party with your people, man. High-five each other, smile, encourage. When you have this environment of fun, it's magnetic.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. All right. What's up, you fucking badass human beings? Today, we're going to talk about hiring. We're going to talk about, these are some thoughts of mine that are, I just wrote an article for an industry magazine talking about advice for filling your hiring pipeline. And I'm just going to vamp on some of my thoughts on this here for you guys because you're cool. And I want to give this to you before this article comes out. Because, shit, it's in a trade that a lot of you don't work in, so you'll never see the damn article. So anyway, here's the scoop. Pretty much every contractor that I ever talk with, ever hear from, that I ever coach, has a hard time finding good people and adding them to their team. And then they have a hard time retaining these people. You know, a lot of times they'll find somebody that they think is the savior. Oh, I finally found my right-hand guy. And then 3 months, 6 months, a year later, the guy fucking bails on you. All right. So today I want to share a few things. I don't know, I guess three, four, five things. I don't know, probably three. Three things here that you can do to attract and retain great people. So the first thing, guys, is there's no easy button for this, all right? You got to get this through your fucking head right now that hiring is just like marketing. It's no different. You market all the time, and what you plant today will grow tomorrow, meaning down the road. And so if you are not actively recruiting and hiring all the time, you're going to have a hard time to find people, all right? So you shouldn't just be waking up one day and going, fuck, I don't have any people, and then expect to find somebody to add to your team. It just doesn't work that way. This is why I'm always with my clients. I'm like, where are you going with your business? What revenue goals and profit goals do you have? What do you want your life to look like? This and that. And then we actually reverse engineer when you're going to need people and what positions you're going to fill next. You should not be pulling this shit out of your ass at the last minute. All right. So that being said, if you want to really have an easier time finding and retaining people, first thing is you got to pay an amount of money that's going to get somebody's attention. You know, money is certainly not the number one reason that people stay with a company. Actually, whether, you know, who their leader is really the number one reason. Okay, if you're a fucked up leader, people bail on you, all right? So, listen, if you have head trash around paying a shitload of money to have top talent, you got to get over that head trash. Because what I see all the time is guys are like, hey, come work for me for a year or 6 months or 2 years or 3 years, and then prove yourself to me. And if I think you're good, then I'm going to give you more money. Guys, that's bullshit. You need to have a clear path to how people can make money in your company. In my world, we call that the mastery ladder with my clients. And so, guys, money's going to get attention. So I want you to really focus on learning how to sell at a higher profit, marketing your business and building your brand and all that stuff so that you attract better clients, so that you can hire better people. When you make more money, you can pay more money. When you deliver a better experience, you can pay more money. And there's no reason you have to wait to pay somebody whatever amount of money they want You don't have to wait for them to prove themselves. Bring their ass on. Give them a clear job description. Give them clear targets that they need to hit in their business. Okay? And then you measure them. I think years ago, guy that I coached, guy came to him, a foreman position, superintendent, whatever the hell it was. I forget the position. But the guy wanted like 75 grand a year. And this client of mine says, nope, can't do 75. I can do 80. And the guy's eyes got really big. And he's like, what? And he's like, but here's the deal, dude. This is what comes with 80,000 bucks. It's big boy responsibilities. Now, it's on us as the owners of a company to train them and invest in them, give them everything they need to succeed. And then you cut them loose. And at the end of the day, he's not spending 80 grand. He's spending whatever 80 grand divided by his salary throughout the year is going to be. And after a month or two or three, you're going to know if you hired the right guy. So you're really not out 80 grand. And if you end up paying 80 grand to the dude, he's getting you the results that you want. So it's a win for you. I hope that you guys understand that. Everyone's like, oh, I want FWs on my team. I want fucking winners on my team. But you're not providing a clear path to how they can win. You're not ponying up the money that's going to get their attention. Guys, winners want to work where they can win more. So when you commit to paying far above the industry average wages in return for above average performance, you're going to have a pretty kick-ass company. All right, second thing I want to talk about. Construct a magnetic culture. Magnets attract. You need to create the type of culture that attracts people. All right, first thing's fun. What's the overall vibe of your company? Is it positivity? Is it energy? Is it joy? Is it you know, like, hey, this is a place where we have each other's back? Or is this a place full of tension and chaos and all that crap? See, too often we get caught up in the grind of the day-to-day shit in the business and we forget to enjoy the ride. So I want to encourage you to have some fun. Look for opportunities to party with your people, man. Somebody's birthday, throw a fucking party. Somebody had a baby, somebody's wife had a baby or whatever, throw a party. Somebody buys their first house, celebrate that as a company. Somebody brings a job in on time, on budget, sells additional work, gets a great review, reward that shit. Celebrate that stuff. High five each other, smile, encourage. All right, put things on the calendar and go do them together. When you have this environment of fun, it's magnetic because they're going to talk about how much they love their job. And their friends who are FWs like them in most cases, because we hang out with who we are, right? They're going to want to be part of it too. All right. Second aspect of having a magnetic culture is accountability. Everyone says they want a winner on their team. Well, winners love being challenged. They welcome accountability and coaching. And most companies I talk with, most of you, lack the metrics that measure performance. How are you measuring their performance? Winners want to be accountable. If you're not measuring the things that are important to the growth of your business, you're missing on opportunities to build a great team of winners. This could be something as simple, certainly for a sales guy, it's like, are you hitting your fucking numbers? Are you selling what you need to sell each day? Not each month, not each quarter, not each year. Break it down to the fucking day. Are you getting my cash register to ring every day? Or if you have a foreman, are you measuring the gross profit of the jobs? Are you tolerating less than kick-ass performance? If you bid a job to get a 55% gross profit, and that's the expectation in your company, and the foreman brings the job in, and it's a 49% gross profit, are you measuring that? Are you having that conversation? I'm not saying you go can the guy or anything like that, but if it becomes a pattern, all right, you need to do something about it. And winners want to hang out where they're accountable. Third piece of a magnetic culture is recognition. I remember being in the Marine Corps. There's no feeling like going in front of your peers and having them pin something on your fucking chest. We all want to be appreciated. We all want to know we're doing our jobs in a manner that adds value and has an impact and matters in the big picture of the company. When your people do their jobs, take the time to publicly pat their asses on the back. Smack them on the ass and say, good job, nice play. All right? Bring them before the team, before their peers, post it on social media, whatever, and share how they crushed it. And I'm not saying go, hey, you know, we killed it with this 75% gross profit on this job because of Joe, our foreman. That's not the shit that I'm saying you post on social media. I'm saying, you know, hey, we got this great review from this customer. Or, hey, Joe did a great job bringing this job in safely and on time. The customer's fired up. Yada, yada, yada. All right. Or maybe, you know, send a gift package home with a note sharing how they're a crucial part of the team and great job. Imagine how proud they're going to be, how proud their spouse and their kids are going to be of them and all this other stuff because you're giving them that recognition. Guys, I'm telling you, this is the type of stuff. It is attractive. Recognize and reward the behavior that you want more of, and good things are going to happen. Hey, did you know that about 88% of home improvement contractors are not making $100,000 take-home pay a year? And that's pathetic, because there's a lot of needs in our lives, guys. I just want you to think about your personal life here for a minute. You know, I've recently asked people to post why they want to make $100,000, and we've got everything from somebody saying, I want to be able to take my wife on a date anytime I want. All right, and we're check to check, and I feel like a loser. Or one guy was sharing about how whenever he knows he's not providing the amount of money that he needs to provide to take care of his family and his in-laws, he feels like his in-laws are giving him a strange look every time he's over there, like he's an underachiever, and it bothers him. Somebody else shared about how she's had massive health issues her whole life and hasn't had the money to truly take care of herself. And now her daughter has a condition, and she doesn't. She can't afford the treatment and the therapy and the nutrition and all these other things. Guys, you sacrifice a lot to add massive value to your clients. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet here today. It's as simple as this. If you're not making $100,000 a year in personal income, as soon as my voice is done in this podcast today, go to thecontractorfight.com/100K, 100K, all right, and sign up to get notified about our 100K coaching program. It is designed to get you from wherever you're at now to 100K in personal income in the next 12 months, if not sooner, if you do the shit we coach you to do, all right? There's too much at stake. Your kids are dependent on you. You've been stealing from your family too long, all right? Some of you, your spouse has been carrying the financial load for way too long, and it's time you fucking shit or get off the pot. Do things the right way and have the life and the bank account that you've always wanted to have. thecontractorfight.com/100K. All right, last thing I'm going to talk about here today about attracting people and hire and retaining them is you got to run your fucking mouth. Run your mouth, run your mouth, run your mouth. Brag about yourself. Paying people more is great. Building the great culture is great. But nobody will know about that shit unless you talk about it. Take advantage of the opportunities in front of you to tell your story as a company. Unapologetically proclaim your fucking awesomeness to the world every day. We have social media. It's never been easier to get in front of thousands of people. Post pictures and videos of company meetings, fun events, when you recognize your team, shoot videos from job sites sharing your approach to a certain problem, and now it establishes you as the expert. Share posts or do videos about things you wish your industry did better that you're working hard on in your own company. Use Facebook and Instagram every single day to create content that's going to get attention. Guys, when you build your brand, people are going to find you. And ditch the excuses that you don't have time. That's fucking bullshit. I'm tired of all that, all right? Because some of you right now are like, oh, it's good for you, but I work by myself. I'm a one-man show. Or you don't understand what my schedule's like. Ditch that thinking, all right? And make it a goal to oversaturate the internet, because trust me, you can't, all right? Another way that you can brag, run your mouth, is with your current clients. Open your mouth every time you do a project for somebody and tell them you're looking for great people. Oh, you guys were great. I loved how you built my deck, or you did my siding, or you fixed my roof. And you'd be like, hey, really appreciate it. You know, take advantage of that momentum, guys. Hey, I really appreciate, you know, you giving us a compliment there. Do you know anyone that would fit into our culture who wants to make, you know, 50, 70, 100,000 bucks a year, you know, whatever? Because we're always looking for great people. Guys, you have to be your own biggest fan. Send the message that working for your company is a no-brainer. All right. There's thousands of people in your area, thousands of clients in your area with a son, a niece, somebody who's taken up space in their house and not contributing a lot financially. They need to know you're looking for people. All right. And if you're going to run your mouth, you need to commit to doing it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right. 365 days a year. Run ads all year for the positions in your company. Run them on popular hiring sites. Run them on Facebook. Run them on Instagram. Make them fun. All right. If guys operating a piece of equipment, then do it in slow-mo and go looking for badass motherfuckers to run this thing or whatever. Guys, be creative. All right. When you keep showing up in the feeds of people with certain interests and age groups, more eyeballs are going to be on you and more people are going to be coming to you. It's never been easier to dial in specific messages to people. All right. Be like water. Keep flowing over the rock until the fucking rock wears down. I know hiring is a challenge, and it is for pretty much every industry, but most the companies that have the most success on building a great team, they're the ones that are focused on meeting the needs of their people, and they become attractive. All right, Zig Ziglar has an old quote. He's a motivational speaker guy. You will get what you want in life if you help others get what they want. Understand what people want. They want to be paid. They want recognition. They want to be showed love. They want accountability. All the things I've talked about here, when you start giving that to people, people are going to start paying attention, and it's going to be easier for you to recruit and retain kick-ass FWs for your team. I'm out.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.